But as we always want to work towards achieving greater clarity with the terms that we use, I propose a few questions to ponder during this discussion. And I pose them with the hope that they will help us all get on the same page by sharpening our picture of what is the state. Do we, the people, as individuals, manifest or represent for the state? And in what sense, if this is so, beyond we behave as we're trained? Is there a sense in which we represent beyond the fact that it shapes us via its various institutions, family, wage work, political, cultural? I.e., when I say that we're shaped by the institutions we are born into, yes, we are conditioned to be control freaks and competitive, dispassionate, and even cutthroat, to harden our hearts to suffering. And yes, we agree with ranking, with the veneration of mind and the devaluation of hand. And yes, we energetically focus on our functions, on working hard and being productive. And yes, we confuse the value power assigns us with our true value, i.e., we see ourselves as power sees us. Yes, all yes, but beyond even that. If the function of the state is to keep the cattle herded, the key form our representation for it, of it, takes is by performing the work of management, most importantly, of our children and of ourselves. We don't trust each other. We don't trust the earth. These are key messages we transmit, we, to our children unconsciously. We don't trust what the earth instructs. Instead, we trust the state to guide us. And most poignantly and critically for power's reign, we turn our children over to the state. And it shapes us both to suit its purposes. So is it possible to trust the earth instead? And what would that mean? If we assume a certain equivalency between the state and the wage work system, where do particularities, raising particular allegiances as identities, fit in the reproduction of the class system? Does, quote unquote, no particularities, which is what I've been arguing, this argument, I believe, ends up at, concludes with. Does no particularities mean that we don't want the state in us? But aren't some identities oppositional to power, to the state? Don't we challenge our disempowerment by, quote unquote, reclaiming our authentic voices? And by claiming oppositional identities, aren't we reclaiming our authentic voices? And isn't cultivating an allegiance with a tribe as opposed to with the state reducing the power of the state? How is it that particular identities or our allegiance to particular identities, how is that coherent with the majesty of the state, quote unquote? Do those identities act like many states as state sovereignties on a micro scale? Nations that don't fundamentally challenge power, but rather try to finesse, position, or maneuver for themselves a larger share of the earth's resources? A somewhat better bit of flotsam on which to perch while lording over the treaders and downtrodden, or the floating lost who no one gives a hand to? Is not love the greatest threat to power? Was Maxim Gorky right when he said that those who are capable of embracing the world and loving it are the most free?